أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear brothers and sisters, dear honorable and esteemed mourners of the Holy Prophet's Ahlul Bayt to SOQ's Thursday night programs in Qom. Tonight we are blessed to be commemorating the martyrdom anniversary of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, again we are commemorating the martyrdom, the shahadat of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, the desire for worldly pleasures causes grief and sadness. The desire, the yearning, the need, the greed for worldly pleasures causes grief and sadness. While abstinence from these worldly pleasures brings about the rest of both the heart and the body. In a day and age where we are looking for peace of mind, surely the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them, is a source for peace and tranquility. We also pray for all the Muslims all over the world, our brothers and sisters in Yemen and Palestine and in Syria, our brothers and sisters in Iraq, in Nigeria, and in Afghanistan, our brothers and sisters in Kashmir and Pakistan and in India, our brothers and sisters in Libya and Tunisia and Myanmar and the Islamic Republic of Iran. In the East and in the West, wherever they are, may Allah protect them all. And may Allah also free our friends and our brothers, Muzammil, Muhsin, and Asim. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. In the words of non-Muslims, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam is known as a polymath. A polymath. Now, some of us might not know what this means, including myself. I had to search it up. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, in the words of non-Muslims, is known as a polymath, or in other words, a person whose vast knowledge isn't restricted to just one subject, a person who has encyclopedic knowledge. This is non-Muslim saying this. And so Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam is known in the non-Muslim world as the Renaissance man, the universal human being, the universal genius. And as Islam has correctly and perfectly described it, the Insan al-Kamil. The Insan al-Kamil, the perfect, the complete human being, the divinely appointed Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the person moving to help his mu'min brother, the person moving to help his mu'min brother is like the person who is walking between Safa and Marwa. When will the Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, when will the Muslims realize that we must help one another? Whether you're a Muslim in Myanmar or a Muslim in Nigeria, whether you're a Muslim in Pakistan or a Muslim in India, whether you're a Muslim in Syria or a Muslim in Algeria, whether you're a Muslim in Palestine or a Muslim in Yemen, whether you're a Muslim in the US or you're a Muslim in the UK, wherever a Muslim may be, wherever a Muslim may be, they are always with one another, one people, one nation, one ummah, one body, one life, one soul. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.